Blog Talk Radio. And everybody say amen. We thank God for the journey. And like I said, we're going to reference for my subject matter tonight. I got a song that is real befitting. I put a description in this here live feed. Y'all should see what I said about God. And so it shouldn't be a surprise when I'm going to use this song for a reference tonight. It's one of old James Cleveland songs from back in the day in the Southern California Community Choir called God Is. That's the title of the song, God Is. And that's one I'm referencing tonight. It's going to go very well with my tonight subject. And I do have a couple of announcements. I know of one announcement I do have. My home church at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, on this Sunday, second Sunday, we will be in our regular service along with the celebration of, we will be recognizing choir day at Antioch, where I serve as a deacon, and I am also the minister of music there in the Antioch Mass Choir president, Sister Anadaris Thomas. We call her Honey, affectionately. And she's the president. And matter of fact, we got Sister Anna joining the secretary, Brother Marion Thomas, her husband is the treasurer. Deaconess Brenda Mays is the vice president. And my nephew, Rodarius Walker, and yours truly, the minister of music. So we will be doing that on Sunday. Thank God for the journey. And we asking for y'all prayers as well. It is not about us, but it's all for the glory of God. So that's what we'll be going on this Sunday at my church. That's for the local people here. And, you know, we're gonna do what thus says the Lord. And I got something I want to kind of share with y'all in here, the ones that are in here. And the ones that may see this video at a later stage, at a later time, maybe even a later date. We never know. But I just want to get some things, let y'all know some things. You can't find out that in this life, you got ups and you got downs. You have sunshine and you have rain. And one thing about it, God gave all of us, everyone, He gave us all free will. And let me tell y'all something. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but you cannot force people to do, let me say that again. You cannot force people to do anything. God gave them free will. And you cannot make them do anything. Now, let me tell you something. If you are trying to coerce people to do what you want them to do, now, you got certain people, they go to these here witchcraft and doctors and all this old hoodoo stuff and trying to make people behave the way they want them to behave. And I'm going to try y'all because I got a bad cough here and I don't want to get too hot. So I'm going to try to keep myself a little calm tonight. But when you go to them kind of people like that, God don't even like for you to even mess with that mess anyway. But when you're doing that, when you're trying to make people do what you will, that's called witchcraft. I just thought I would let you know that. So be a bad. I don't know who I'm having beside myself. And that just be me. But don't be a bad when you don't get people to endorse your program. Don't feel bad. Because, see, most people, I had two pastors, but a former pastor would always say, we got pick and choose. We got pick and choose. We got some people, they jumping around to everything. They're not stable. They're not stable at all. But nevertheless, people will tell you one thing and then turn around and do something totally opposite of what they're saying. See, you can say you with me all you want to. It's in your actions. See, that's where the proof is. See, in other words, Jesus had 12 disciples. He prayed all night and picked those 12 disciples. And look who he picked. He picked working people. He even picked the devil. But guess what? He needed Judas. He needed Judas. Judas was the one going to help him get to the cross. Now, I got to stop right there because that getting into my lesson a little bit. But I just thought I would tell y'all that don't feel bad, my brothers and sisters. If Jesus often said, he said, those that is not against us is with us. But those that never with us, that never was with you in the from the beginning, you cannot lose a friend that you never had. And if people don't want to endorse you, you cannot do anything about that. You must just go on and do what thus says the Lord. That's I've been doing this Bible study for 15 years. Just about 15 years I've been doing it. Why? Because I was mandated to do this by God himself. I don't have to explain myself to anybody, and I never tried to. In other words, if you want the word, I'll give it to you. If you don't, that's up to you. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. I thought I'd throw that out there at y'all. Tonight, I'm going to try to read my screen tonight. I'm not going to let the computer do the reading tonight. I'm going to come from the book of Numbers. It's the book of Moses, the book of the law. I'm going to come from there first, the book of Numbers. I want to tell y'all something. I think it's the 23rd chapter. The 19th verse. Hey there, Sister Jack, how you doing? I'm glad to see you drop in on us tonight. Thank you so much. We are going to be coming from Numbers tonight, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse. I want to read that. I'm going to read it if I can. You see, I put these specs on. So y'all bear with me right here as I read Numbers, the 29th chapter. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, I think it is. Hold up. My computer running crazy here. Yeah. It's Numbers, the 23rd chapter there. I'm going to be coming from the 19th verse. The 19th verse. This is where I will be taking I will be taking the subject matter tonight from the 19th verse. It says here, and this is what it says. Y'all bear with me. It says, God is not a man. Listen at y'all now. Please pay attention. Please pay attention, because if you don't, you're going to miss the whole thing. You're going to miss it. 19th verse of Numbers 23rd chapter of Numbers, the 19th verse. Listen carefully at these words. This is Moses, y'all. Moses. God is not a man. Y'all remember I told y'all my song for the night was God is. Y'all remember that now. I said God is. God is not a man that he should, what? That he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should, what? Repent. Hath he said and shall not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall not make it good? Those are questions that Moses was asking in reference to God. God is not a man. Well, y'all already given y'all my subject matter. And we're going to end it simple as that. God is not a man. And tonight, by everything I have in me, oh, my God, let me get this some water. By everything that I have in me, I'm going to try to prove it to you. I'm going to show it to you. I ain't got to prove nothing. The Bible proves itself, baby. The Bible proves itself. But God is not a man. It says, this Moses, now this is in the book of the law. The book of Numbers. God is not a man that he should lie. See, in other words, see, some of us will tell a lie in a minute. You got a lot of people that'll tell you a lie. They'll say, especially if they think, you know, They'll say one thing and know they lying when they tell you that. They know they didn't mean to do nothing when they were telling you. They just, they're a lot of people, some people that lie to be lying. Hey, I remember my grandmama, my great-grandmama used to tell me that back in the day, the old people, they didn't lie fast like we do today. Said back in the old days, if they would tell a lie, they would be trying to save you from trouble or trying to keep you out of trouble some kind of way. Or if they say something like that, they'll be trying to protect you some kind of way. But now, these days, people just lie just to be lying. They ain't got to have no special reason. They just tell a lie. But I'm glad that Moses told us here, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Now, listen at that, y'all. Now, Moses done told us two things now about God. Number one, he's not a man. And number two, he's not a son of man. Now, okay, y'all. Kevin, me and you, we are sons of man. Buddy, you and Jackie, y'all are daughters of man. Y'all are daughters of man. And I'm on the Bible study, Lord have mercy. You and Kevin, me and you, we are sons of man. Jackie and Bunny, they are daughters of man. So therefore, we have to repent. God's not a man. So he don't have to repent. Remember, he wasn't born of a man, but we were. I just want y'all to get that now. See, I'm going to show you something tonight if you can accept it. But regardless of whether you accept it or not, it's still going to make it not be true. I just want to throw that at y'all just in case. Because I think I put some up on Facebook that says, no matter what I think, God is always right. And it don't make no difference what you think either. God is still always right. Now, Moses said God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man. I mean, he wasn't born of a man, so he don't have to repent because there ain't no sin in him. Well, brothers and sisters, where do that lead us? Where do that lead us? Where do that lead us? I'm gonna have to go to one more scripture. And then we're going to see what is this God that we serve? How great is our God? That, you know, we got a song to say something like that, don't we? All right, I got one more scripture I'm going to reference. And then we're going to move on because the time is moving fast. I want to go to Genesis. Same area, same book of the law, written by Moses. Genesis, first chapter. Now, let me see, can I find it? Okay, and that's the 26th verse. I don't know why I didn't keep my annotation by me. They didn't keep my bookmarks, nothing. I had to find it on my own. But thank God I know where my scripture's at. In Genesis 1 and 26, listen at what the word says. Moses said, and God said, let us make man in our image. Remember now, God is not a man. See, I'm trying to tell y'all something tonight. If you listen real close and don't let your mind drift, you'll catch it and you'll know what I'm talking about. God is not a man now. But look, 26, Genesis 1. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image. Look at that now. Our image. After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. All right? He said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, Adam. In the image of God, Adam was created. See that? And now, male and female created he, God, them. You see what I mean? Adam and Eve, now, male and female, he created them. But the man, Adam, he was created in God's own image, after God's own likeness. Male and female, our species, he created us. The male and the female was equal in God. We are both like God. All right, let's freeze right there now. Let's freeze right there. What did I just say in the opening of the Bible study? God is not a man, right? How come everybody I hear, and it really kicks me off when I hear you say this, talking about the man upstairs. God is not a man. Don't call him no man. He's not a man. He's much higher than a man. We are a man. He made up. Don't dare call God a man. God is not a man. He is an entity that's much greater. He created us. So how can he be us if he created us? No, God is not a man. He created us in his image. Now, my brothers and sisters, you can attest to this, that God looks something like us. How come I know that? Because I can read. I mean, if y'all would try that, and I ain't trying to stop you and tell you, that's the way I teach. If y'all can read, you can see it for yourself. In the image of God created the man. God created us in his image, after his life. He didn't say we were like him. He said we were like unto him. Meaning that we was a similar picture of him. So when you're looking at me, you're looking at partial God, because he made us in his image. The male and the female, they were both, quote, equal together. They were equal. A man was never supposed to rule over a woman. Male and female, they were both equal in God. Because we was in the image of God from the very beginning. And God gave us dominion. So God is much greater, though. It's an insult when you be talking about the man upstairs. There ain't no man upstairs. Don't never reference God as the man upstairs, because he's not a man. He's much higher than that. And one day, soon, and very soon, we're going to see the king. Now let me show you why I said he's not a man. Go to Genesis, I believe it's, oh, okay, I already got y'all there. You see what he said, so God created man in his own image. Look what he said in 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Meaning, okay, wait a minute. He said, let us. God said, let us do it. Oh, my God. So that's more than one. What we call the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three in one. Okay. How can we say then that we are after God's likeness? Okay, I can prove it to you. If God said, let us, meaning three in one, the Father, God is the Father, God is the Son, and God is the Holy Spirit. He's all three. Let me prove to you that God made me just like him. After his image and after his likeness. Let me prove it to you. Kevin, you can vouch for this right now, because you just became one. You just became a grandfather not too long ago. I saw the baby Taylor had. You just became a grandfather. But now let me show you now how we are looking just like God. Remember now, God is the Father. He's also the Son. He's also the Holy Spirit. Now he created us a little bit lower than himself, but he made us like him. We are after their likeness. Okay, if God can be three in one, look at many men. If I had children of my own, which I don't, but I got to do this here to prove the point. If I had children of my own that come out of me, I would be a father. You see what I mean? I am my mama and my daddy, God bless, but daddy gone long. But I am their son. And I got a wife in them. That makes me a husband. Huh? For that will make me be a what? A father, a son, and a husband. Three in one. Ain't that like God? Now, do y'all understand now? Do y'all understand the scenario? Don't call God a man because he's not. God is much, much greater. He is the creator of all of this. And when you call him a man, that is a slap in God's face, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I got more reverence for God than that because he made me. So he got to be greater than me because he made me. And if y'all can't see that, God is not a man that he should lie. He created all things. God is much higher. Now, I guarantee you, one day that the Bible said we will see him as he is. Jesus is the only representative that we have, or the only good, clear picture that we have of the Father is the Son. Jesus showed us that. And the only way we can see that is in Scripture. In Scripture. This is how come you got to be careful how you bounce around all these different folks teaching and preaching all this stuff. Some of them not coming from the Scripture. They talk telling you what they think. It's not what many men think they count. But it's God's word that counts, my brother and sister. God is not a man. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the Son of Man that he needs to repent. But for God so loved the world, y'all, he got off of his throne as the Son, wrapped himself up in flesh, born of a Virgin Mary, came into this dark world and brought life, died for a dying generation, all of us. See, in other words, you ain't no better than me, and I ain't no better than you because we were all dirty trash. But if what Jesus did, God the Father, died for everyone, and if we all play, quote, John 3:16, which is a good verse, but I like John 3:17 better. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. I love that. Now, ain't nothing wrong with 3:16. Everybody quote that one. But you know, you fail to read John 3:17. That's the one that saved you. Jesus didn't come to condemn. Like a lot of these people, they want to preach hell and fire and brimstone. And yeah, we need to do that. But that is not the reason why Jesus came. Jesus came to save us from hell. Jesus didn't come to put nobody in hell. So when you see these little people up preaching hell, trying to put you there and me there, dismiss that mess, but you need to hear the truth. Because Jesus didn't come to put anyone, but he came to save. God is not a man. Cannot lie. He cannot lie. And he's not the Son of Man, and he don't need to repent because there's no sin in him. My brothers and sisters, in these last couple of minutes, I want to tell y'all something. I know that God is able to do all, even when I'm just weak as Sweetwater. I can't do nothing of myself. Now, I don't know what y'all can do, but I know I can't do nothing of myself. I fail tremendously every day. There's not a day that come by I don't need God's help. I need his help every day. But it's one thing that I'm going to tell y'all. Stop running behind people. Please don't do that. Stop running behind people. If people do not want to have anything to do with you, if they want to distance you, honey, let them go. And you stay with God. John 6:66 said that when Jesus' teaching got hard, many of his disciples left and they didn't follow no more. But Jesus did not run behind, not one. Jesus did not run behind not one of them. He even looked at the 12 he had picked. He said, do y'all want to go too? See, this is what we need to stop doing. Some of us, the world don't end because y'all don't come to my Bible study. The world don't end with me. I'm going to do it next week. And if don't nobody come, I'm going to still be here doing the Bible study. Why? Because I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it because I was mandated to do this here. And I'm going to do it whether it be one person in the lobby or 100. I will still be here doing it as long as God ordained me to do it and keep my strength up to do it, I will be here. And so I'm telling y'all that one's in this lobby tonight, stop running behind people and stop trying to force people to endorse you, because if they don't want to do it, honey, you can forget it. And please don't count on your own folk, because your own folk, them is going to be your worst enemy. Jesus told us that. He said a man's enemy is going to be in his own household. It is your own kind that are more against you than people way over yonder. I just thought I'd throw that out there. That's for free. That's for free. And I'm here to tell y'all tonight that I have learned a lesson, a lot of lessons. And one of my baby sister told me this here not too long ago. Because of my blood pressure, I don't need to get myself all worked up, fooling around with a whole bunch of stupidity. I'm going to pray for you and let you go. I ain't going to hate you, but I'm going to pray for you and let you go. Honey, if you ready, if you want to go, I'm going to tell you like my great-grandmama used to tell her. Said you look better going than you did coming. Because don't let anybody steal your joy and your peace. Anything that costs you your joy and your peace, too expensive. Now, I'm telling you that. You can't follow everything and every wind go by. You can't believe every lie. Because there's a lot of liars out there. They don't go by the scripture, line by line, and precept by precept. And I want to say this here, and then I'm going to close this Bible study. Me and Brother Dawkins, Brother Gregory Dawkins, he pulled me on board with him, and we do a bunch of live stream Bible studies, and we've been having a good time, but we've been speaking the word. We've been speaking the word. There, my brother, Brother Michael. What's up, brother? Glad to see you, my brother. And my home, that my childhood friend there, y'all, Michael Brown. Y'all say hi to Mike. Me and Brother Dawkins will be hopefully tomorrow. We were going to do it today, but something happened with Brother Dawkins' PC or his internet connection or something, but we had to reschedule that when we had for the day. So we are going to hopefully do another Bible Exploding live stream on tomorrow at 2 p.m. Like I say, we can lead the horse to the water, but we can't make them drink. Only thing we are doing, we are trying to give people, y'all, we're trying to give people the truth. If you love the truth, like Jesus told them, the Pharisees, you love me. He said, because you don't like the truth, you are of your father, the devil. He told them straight up. Jesus didn't pull no punches, y'all. Did y'all know that? Jesus didn't never pull no punches. He didn't try to make people like him. You can't make people like him. You cannot do that. And like I say, people want you to endorse what they do, but they seldom. See, in other words, you can't be everywhere at one time, y'all. That is not possible. But you do what you can. You do what you can. But don't worry about it when people don't endorse you. A lot of people thinking it's hurting you, but it ain't hurting you. When people don't endorse you, God will send you 16 more. Where one don't do, God will send you 10 more. Remember, God is not a man. Neither is he the son of man. God is much greater, y'all. And we should reference him as that. God is great. He's a great God. One day we will know him as he is. But until then, let us stop talking about the man upstairs, because God is not a man. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. We thank y'all for coming. Thank you, Brother Mike, Kevin, Tackett, Bunny. Thank all of y'all for coming. And God bless you is my prayer. Until the next time, next week, hopefully in the same place, same thing. We'll talk to you then. Good night.